Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Marco from The Haunted on the show with us this week. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being on the show. And you took time to really think about rejoining The Haunted.
Yeah, I did. About 10 years.
What made it a difficult decision that required so much thought?
First and foremost, when I quit the band in 03, I was pretty much done with it. I reached every point I wanted to reach, and also I had some personal issues that I needed to attend to, and so all these problems are now sorted out, and so I'm back where I started.
Marco from The Haunted with us on the show. Their new album, Exit Wounds, comes out on Tuesday. Here's another tune from it, Psychonaut, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Unconditional from Prong on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Heard new music from The Haunted. Their album, Exit Wounds, comes out on Tuesday. Marco from The Haunted is our guest on the show this week. Marco, what did you miss most about not working with Patrick and Jonas for 10 years?
The fun we had. Definitely the fun we had, because there was something that we never had a lack of, was fun, having fun. Because this band, what you have to understand is back then we were 5 people having the time of our lives, and I'm sure that they, when they just went on for 10 years, they were doing the same thing, because that's the vibe we're back in now in 2014. We're just having the time of our lives.
Full Metal Jackie still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna get to new music from Killer Be Killed and more with Marco from The Haunted coming up next. Killer Be Killed, that was Wings of Feather and Wax. Heard Pantera before that. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Marco from The Haunted on the show with us this evening, celebrating their new album, Exit Wounds, which comes out on Tuesday. And Marco, did writing music together again after so much time come easily, or was there any period of readjustment?
The only readjustment that, because I've been writing music for the other bands I was in, I would Face Down and The Resistance, which is a completely different mindset of writing stuff. So, of course, it was a bit of an adjustment, but I pretty much remembered how we worked. So I got in pretty quick.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up. Also music from King 810 and more with Marco from The Haunted. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie with Marco of The Haunted on the show with us, talking about the new record, Exit Wounds. Marco, what song was written first for this record, and how did it affect the direction of the rest of the album?
Actually, the first song that was written like in full, because we were still thinking about what direction should we take and where should we go, should we continue where Unseen left off, or what should we do? Do we take it to a new direction? And then Ola, because he's the only guy in the band without a history in the band, so he wrote one song in a straight up fan perspective, which was Kill the Light. And that's when we all like, oh, this is definitely the route we're taking. Because once you have a guy writing a song out of a real fan perspective, that's when we decided, okay, this is what we're doing.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Marco from The Haunted on the show with us tonight. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Every Time I Die, and more with Marco. It's all on the way. Life of Agony, also heard Decaying with the Boys from Every Time I Die. It's Full Metal Jackie with Marco from The Haunted on the show with us. Their new album, Exit Wounds, will be out on Tuesday. And Marco, what led to Chuck Billy being a guest vocalist on this album? And was Trendkiller written specifically with Chuck in mind?
It was actually written specifically with Chuck in mind, because Jensen asked me, how would you like to, because we hadn't really decided on doing that song yet, and then he asked me, what would you feel like doing a duet with Chuck Billy? And I was like, dude, yeah, let's do it, because Chuck Billy is a good friend of ours, and Testament's a good friend of ours since we did a tour with them back in 99, and we've kept in touch ever since. And once Jensen wrote that song, Trendkiller, I wasn't too sure at first, but because it's not a traditional Haunted song in that sense. But I put my vocals down on it, and I got the song sent back to me from Tua Madsen with just my vocals on it. And I was driving in my car when I was listening to it, and I just had to pull over. And it's just, this is just insane, man. This is crazy. And then to send it up to Chuck so he could put his vocals down. And once that version came back, I actually stopped the car. I was sitting in the car again. I had to pull over, and I just started laughing. I just started laughing because this song is just insane. So, that was a big dream come true, because Chuck is actually one of the reasons why I started yelling in the first place. I've been a huge fan of Testament ever since I started listening to metal, and getting to do a duet with him was just a dream come true. So that was a really cool thing. So that was actually Jensen's idea, and it just blew me away. That was really cool.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. The Death Clock, brutal pick of the week up next, and more with Marco from The Haunted. Arch Enemy with the title track off their latest album, War Eternal. They'll be touring with Creator and Huntress starting October 23rd. My name is Full Metal Jackie. We've got Marco from The Haunted on the show with us. Their album, Exit Wounds, comes out on Tuesday. And Marco, any plans for touring in the U.S. this year?
Not in that sense of like extensive touring, but we're definitely thinking about coming over and doing some shows, because the whole idea of The Haunted nowadays is because our lives don't depend on it anymore, because we all have jobs and everything, so we're just doing it for fun. So we're like hitting the territories, and we're hitting like major cities, because the non-stop touring doesn't really make any sense anymore, because we're just picking the raisins out of the cake. So we're definitely coming over to US, but we're not doing any extensive touring there. We're just going to probably hit major cities, unless we get a tour that actually makes sense, because us going out on a headlining tour and playing for 150, 200 a night for 5 weeks, when you can do one festival and we hit 5,000 people in one night, it makes more sense than doing that extensive touring. So that's what we're doing now.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Marco. I really appreciate it, and we'll look out for some U.S. touring later on in the year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.